the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
And we were promised by Steve that we were going to see one of the most important sex scenes.
Well, not a sex scene.
Well, this is getting worse.
It's a romantic love scene.
Okay, well, romantic love, I mean, you can't have those without some sex.
Yeah.
Guys, I would say that if you ever have a chance to relive your youth, like I had last night.
You went to see Rad, the movie.
You need to take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay.
All right.
So the movie.
So I should try to get my parents to go to a drive-in where they're playing Best Little Whorehouse in Texas?
Yeah.
Or we did
Hoosiers
that once.
Or something.
Okay.
You know, if that happens to come
Hoosiers.
Back into theaters. So last night, I drove about an hour and 15 minutes to see a movie that I remember from my youth. As Joe said, it was the 80s BMX movie that no one saw. It's called Rad. And it was falls into the category of cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked when I got there. And I was not the only one in the theater. It wasn't sold out, but I would say a solid 80% of the seats were filled.
Wow.
Yeah. Was this the largest theater at the multiplex?
No, not a huge theater. Probably 200 seat, maybe.
Okay. Now, were you the only one in a Rad shirt and Rad shoes?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so.
I didn't see anyone else with the shoes on, but I would bet one out of every five people that walked in had the same shirt on that I had on.
Did anyone come in with a bike?
No bikes.
That would have been
no
too
bikes.
Much.
I was a
what
little
is wrong with you.
Ride in.
So this was it was the 35th anniversary of the movie coming out. So they were doing last night. I don't know, 30 or 40 theaters around the country.
I was going to say, when you mentioned
you
it, we got
see it.
Texts from Nashville and Buffalo, and I think of the Jersey Shore, from people saying, I'm going to see it too. And I couldn't believe that anyone was, much less more than one person.
I kind of thought that there was going to be something where when you walked in the theater, there was going to be a display or something.
Like maybe like the cardboard thing that they had when the movie was being marketed
or
something.
Yeah, you would think.
Memorabilia or
something.
I thought maybe somebody would, before the movie started, they'd say this is a great day. Here's the movie. Boy, are you going to love it.
You know, you should have called ahead of time. You're a big radio star. You could have hosted it.
I could have.
Could have gotten up there and you could have led the charge.
So after asking numerous friends of mine and being denied by all of them to go to the movie with me.
Well, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Drove there by myself, and I met up with Tony and Lansing, a dedicated listener to this show.
Oh, is this where the romance happened?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. No. I didn't even think about that.
Nice. A selfie video from Steve making out with Tony.
So Tony and I...
There's a new song.
Sat next to each other, arm in arm, and watched this movie. And anyone who's seen the movie... Like anyone who was into BMX in the 80s and 90s has seen this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to say to me, hey, did you see, you were into BMX, you've seen Rad before. And of course, I've seen Rad. But within the first minute or so of conversation, the bicycle boogie scene will be talked about.
Okay? Oh, wow. That sounds nice.
And this is a scene in which the film's main protagonist, Crew Jones,
Crew Jones.
Crew Jones, played by Bill Allen from Nothing Else You've Ever Heard Of.
That's what I was just going to say.
And the woman in the scene is Lori Loughlin. I believe her name's Christian something in the movie.
Yeah, she's from the college admission scandal.
Exactly.
You remember her from that.
Well, she is she's one of the raddest BMXers in the country.
She is?
She is?
Yes.
She plays a BMX. I just assumed that she was like the hot girlfriend of Crew Jones.
No, she's just sexist.
Well, I know. I mean,
of you.
I know.
She's the raddest BMXer in the country. She's in town for the big race.
Ah.
Hell Track.
Okay. All right.
Well, Crew Jones, he's just the local yokel that delivers newspapers and buses tables at the restaurant, but he's a real rad BMXer.
Now, he has a real tough decision to make, right?
He does.
Because
he wants to qualify to race the pros at Hell Track, but it's the same day that his SATs are.
Oh, man. What a conundrum.
Oh, good God. So,
I can't believe they only have one day for BMX and SATs.
You know, so, he wants to be a star. I imagine like his parents want him to go to college or something. Right?
Well, yeah. His mom, Rocky's wife, says, no, you have to go and take the SATs.
Okay.
That is a new wrinkle, because usually in an 80s movie, when competition is involved, it's like for the girl.
Yeah, or to save something beloved to the town or family that a rich person's trying to take.
Exactly. Become king of the ski slopes. But no, this is SAT scores.
Well, this is a follow your dreams movie. I mean, do you want to be, you know, beholden to the man and go to college?
This text.
Or do you want to be rad?
Is this a movie or the premise of a Super Nintendo game?
Both, I'm sure.
By the way, it's both.
Text from Tony in Lansing that Steve met for the movie. Mm-hmm. Rad, it changed my life last night. It got me to wake up 5 minutes earlier today. Thanks, Steve. Sam writes, my heart is doing wheelies for this segment.
Everybody had a rad rager.
So Lori Loughlin comes to town, and during the big parade where all the rad BMXers are driving through the town and waving, and everybody is way too excited about BMXers.
About kids on BMXs?
Well, I mean, this was the biggest thing in the world, obviously, back then. Everybody did it.
Well, Crew and Christian, again, played by Lori Loughlin, they exchange a glance like, ooh, I like you. I like you, too. Oh. So later on that night, when they both show up to the big dance, of course, again, to celebrate the BMX race.
Of course, you're going to have a pre-dance for a BMX tournament. Yeah.
Well, okay. Crew's out in the parking lot doing tricks. Christian grabs her bike and she says, I can do tricks, too.
Oh,
and then they that brings us to this part here. Now, again, they have never really talked up until this point here.
Just knowing glances.
Knowing glances. Lots.
But now that's going to be some BM sex.
Lots of sexual frustration.
That sounds like bowel movement. I don't like that.
Yeah. And then this happens.
What happened to my eyes? That is not Bart Taylor.
Bart Taylor was the pro so
as played by Bart Connor.
Bart Connor, yeah.
Oh, see what that you makes do. Sense, yeah.
Okay, so they're actually like indoors wearing dance clothing, nice clothes, dresses.
And
it looks like homecoming.
Yeah. And these extras in back are really selling it. They could not be more excited to see something so exciting going on in the front of their own eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, Marie back there was just trying to get over the fact that somebody had eaten the last cake.
So, of course, they take to the dance floor on their bikes.
Some real sweet trickery.
It's all in weird slow-mo.
Yep, and Lori Loughlin is totally really on a bicycle.
Yeah, not just a moving cart.
My God.
Is there anything she does that's not a fraud?
No.
There's Bart Connor.
Hey, Bart.
Yeah, that's definitely Lori Loughlin. Not a man with a wig.
Bart Connor looks like True Value brand Billy Zabka.
True Value brand. I thought that was Dick Van Patten.
Who are these grown-ass white men that are at this dance?
Those are
the teachers?
This is Duke Best. He's the owner of the Mongoose Bicycle Company.
So he's in town to see and monitor the activities.
He's got a vested interest in the race. Now he sees this young kid on a bike and thinks, we got to sign him to our team.
So does the winner of the race become the next Mongoose
homecoming
king?
Yeah.
Queen.
Salesperson?
They get to become Monty Mongoose.
You like to visit a lot of stores around the country that have wheel in the title and sell mongooses.
This text, Steve, you butthole. How did you not tell us about this killer soundtrack?
Well, I mean, it goes without saying, Rad is the title of the movie.
Mm-hmm. You should have kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
No. Well, there's about four more minutes of them dancing on their bikes if you guys want to watch it.
Yeah, of course I do.
No. I do. I want to see all of it.
Or we could fast forward straight to the derfing. Mm-hmm. I assume that's what happens. Here's, you said it wasn't real love making.
Here's a shocking text. After hearing you guys talking about Rad, I tried to find where it was playing. I couldn't, so I just ordered the Blu-ray off Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
that
it's on Blu-ray?
You can stream it on Amazon.
Yeah. Then you get you can listen to the commentary from the director.
If anybody is interested in the world's greatest movie soundtrack, just know that Rad the Movie soundtrack includes artists such as John Farnham, the Beat Farmers, Three Speed, Hubert Ka, Sparks, and Jimmy Haddix.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's neat how
all the biggest names from the 80s are on this one collection.
I didn't know that that's how all of those guys met and became a super group later on.
Right?
Now, of the BMX movies, Rad is fine, but I was always a fan of BMX Bandits.
BMX Bandits, yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that around the same time.
Angelo D'Angelo.
With D'Angelo.
James Lugden playing teens PJ and Goose, where they get their thrills on BMX bikes, mm-hmm. along with their new friend Judy, played by Nicole Kidman.
What? Really?
Wow, yeah. Really?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
She's very
you're telling
me
that Nicole Kidman and Lori Loughlin were in dueling BMX movies?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Let's see how that worked out.
Along with Angelo D'Angelo.
Now, I mean, the real question is, what's up with Angelo D'Angelo these days?
Oh, that's a good question. Who did you say they played?
PJ and Goose.
Oh, Angelo D'Angelo ironically died by BJ and Noose in Thailand.
That sounds accurate.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.